You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Welcome to season 2 of our podcast Kicks for Free, in which we discuss all things football. I am Dhiman, and with me is my co-host Vivek.
Messi!
Last week, FC Goa continued the trend of appointing Spanish coaches by naming 54-year-old Spaniard from Barcelona, Manolo Marquez, as coach on a 2-year contract. Marquez will be the first coach at FC Goa to have won the ISL. He did that with Hyderabad FC in 2021-22.
He had got noticed even before that, Vivek, didn't he? I mean, in his first season at Hyderabad FC, when they narrowly missed making the playoffs, for which then you needed to be among the top 4 teams after the league phase. It had got India coach Igor Stimash wowing, because for a significant stretch of the season, he kept the team competitive even though they didn't have the full complement of 5 foreigners available. And it was under Manolo that Liston Colasso, Mohammad Yasir, Rohit Danu, Akash Mishra, Ashish Rai, among others, first got noticed.
Yes, the thing with Marquez is that he's improved a number of Indian players. Dhiman, don't you think that makes him a right fit at FC Goa? A team that wants to be competitive but does not have the budget of, say, Mohan Bagan Supergiants or Mumbai City FC?
Vivek, let me take refuge in what the famous physicist Niels Bohr said. Prediction is very difficult, especially if it's about the future. But what we could do, and therefore have done, is get Marquez to share his thoughts about FC Goa, allow a hat tip at his mentor, and even look ahead to the Champions League final. Manolo, welcome to Kicks for Free, and let's get to it without ado. Does it help a new coach if the team he or she is joining has a way of playing? We know FC Goa like keeping the ball on the floor and playing a lot of passes. So when you join, does it help you, or is the team having a style that it is known for a problem for a new coach?
Okay, in this case, philosophy or FC Goa. If the coach, in this case myself, if I can adapt to the philosophy or FC Goa, fantastic, no? But I think that it's true. Even I, in when it's not the first time that I received this question. It's true that in FC Goa is not only to win, it's how you win. But finally, we will try to play in the best way as possible. But I have to tell you that the most important thing is in professional football, is to win the games. Of course, that we will try. I prefer to play good football, but sometimes you can't. And it's important that even the games that you don't play in a good way, you can try to win these games.
Okay. Granted that FC Goa have a way of playing, but do you think this current team now has enough players to play that way? Or are you going to, you know, do some activity in the transfer market to ensure that, you know, those players are available?
Every team in the summer, when you finish a season, every team in the world, in all the countries, they have some changes. Then I think that you have to try to have a competitive squad that you can play in different ways, but in the same style that is possible. You can play different now, no? It's not about numbers. It's 4-4-2, 4-2-3-1, 4-3-3, 3 center backs, but the style of the team can be the same. You have to finally... always the same players who finish contract, players that you know that can be very useful in my way to understand the game. And finally, it's let's see in the beginning when we start the training sessions which team we have. But I think that we will be a competitive team, and and we will try to play good football, and crowd in Fatorda can enjoy with us.
So, Manolo, recently we saw that Sergio Lobera joined Odisha FC, and a number of players we've seen who've been associated with him have now changed clubs. Murtada Fall's gone, Amit Jahu's gone. These are just two players. Now, can we look at a situation where some players from Hyderabad FC are also going to move to FC Goa, players whom Manolo Marquez helped improve and give them position in football in India?
I don't think so. No, maybe one player maybe is possible, but I told Hyderabad that I didn't sign players with contract in Hyderabad. No, not. I think that the first thing that I have to do is that FC Goa has very good players, very good squad. We have, of course, I told you before, no, we have to sign some players, but maybe there is one player in from Hyderabad or two. I don't know. I don't think two, but finally, it's about to have a good squad, and I think that we will have. Okay, it's not important if it's about Hyderabad. This I understand your question, because in another clubs, when I sign in a new clubs in Spain, when I sign in different clubs, I tried and I got to sign players who were with me before, because they know what I want. Not then I think this is the reason that Sergio signed these players, not Yahoo and Murtada Fall, but. I don't think that we sign players from Hyderabad.
Right. A little earlier, Manolo, you mentioned, you know, while FC Goa, at FC Goa, it is not just important to win, but how you win. Now, obviously, as someone who's from Barcelona, we get that, you know, it is not important just to win, but how you win is equally important. But given that FC Goa finished seventh last term, and I think ninth in the year before, is that going to be important, or is it going to be important that, you know, you must get into the top six in the race for the playoff?
No, obviously, okay. If I have this discussion, this I argue even with my friends about this here in Barcelona. If okay, now because Barcelona this year. Years in the last 4 years was the opponent, was Real Madrid, the champion, and even one year was Atletico de Madrid. Then I think that in professional football, I repeat, the most important thing is to get the win, the victory, no? But
right.
Of course that you will train in a way that you, with the style of your players, for example, if I have Brandon or these kind of players, is okay, if we only run, for sure that we, I say Brandon because it's a clear example, no? We can speak about more players. But I think that you have to play with the qualities of your players, but finally, these qualities, football is a collective sport, these qualities have to be in the team, no? Then, of course, we will have a style. This take times. It's not okay. We arrive to Goa. Okay, we can play. No, we have to work in everything, in attack, in defense, in transitions, in set pieces. But then the quality of the players, the style will be one or another, depend of them, no? And I think that if you have one very good technical player and is only running or the opposite, then it's better to put another player, no? Finally, we have to find our style. Our style depends on the conditions of the players, and then this will be the style of the team when we find the correct player in every position, no?
Right. You mentioned Brandon, and I think that's a very important example. Now, he's one of the few Indian players who are technically equipped, who can and has the understanding of the of when to release the ball, and his set pieces are accurate. Do you see enough players now that you've been in the ISL for around 3 years? Do you see enough players, Indian players, who have that ability? I mean, I can think of Anirudh Thapa maybe, but do you see any enough other Indian players who have that ability to be able to do that kind, play that kind of attacking game?
Of course. Maybe I'm not objective because I was with 3 years with him. But if I have to tell you, one player for me is in the top three in the Indian players is Yasir.
Okay.
For me, the left foot of Yasir is incredible. I don't know if he's the best, but the one of the best for sure. And he's a guy who technically is very good, set pieces is very good. Now he's growing. He scored goals, assists last season. It's a pity that now he's not in a national team because he's injured.
Right.
But and there are a lot of players now in India that, okay, maybe we are speaking about these specific players, but for me, technical player is, okay, he runs, but one player who can dribble, for example, Naoren Mahesh, for me is a very good player technically, and there are a lot of players, not only Brandon, Thapa, Yasir, Mahesh, there are very good players in India. If we speak in terms of technique only, yeah. But I think that in the future, at least in my 3 years in India, every season there are more important players with more quality in.
Okay.
And this is very good for the national team finally.
Okay, coach, FC Goa are one of the few clubs in the ISL that take their youth development seriously. They have a development team, they have age group teams, and not every club can be said to take that seriously. Now, will you be involved in those with those teams as well, or would you just focus on the first team?
No, I think that if you can check my career, I train a lot of not only the teams.
Players.
I train a lot of young players. I would like to play with a lot of young players, but finally, this is not okay. I am a coach who likes the young players. Then I will play with them. No, they have to show the quality. Sometimes the maturity of the players is different. In some players, they are mature with 20 and another with 18 and another with 23. Then they have to show me that that I can count with them. No, then there are a lot of players with a lot of experience that they are very good players. Then it's not okay, I prefer young players. No, but if the young player is training better, is showing the quality, and it's not a problem to put in the lineup this kind of players. But I repeat, sometimes step by step, but of course that I like, and the normal thing in one club like FC Goa, if I want to reply, because I want to reply your question, is that when you are the coach of the main team, you have to know everything about the B team, because it's very important, no?
You said at the FC Goa media conference the other day that, you know, you said Mohun Bagan Super Giants, they are that now, they are no longer ATK Mohun Bagan. So Mohun Bagan Super Giants and Mumbai City are the Real Madrid and Barcelona of ISL. Now, if I may ask, where would you put FC Goa in that list of, let's say, if you have La Liga teams, or where would you want, what would you want FC Goa to be if they are the Madrid and Barcelona?
No, is in the next group. I think is is similar to Spain. I think that Mumbai City, Group City, they have a lot of very good facilities. They can sign very good players. I think that they signed last season Stuart, who was the champion in Jamshedpur. Now they are the champions. I think that they have very, very good players, very good squad, very good coach. They have everything. And ATK, they have a lot of money. Then they can sign the player that what they want. Then it's normal. But I repeat, and was the case in Hyderabad, people say that, okay, maybe you can be more positive. It's not about positive or negative. I think that FC Goa can beat Mumbai and can beat Mohun Bagan Super Giants. But the normal thing is that the big teams in a long competition, not in a knockout competition. In a knockout competition, you can beat them, of course. But the normal thing is that the big teams finish in the first position. But and in my opinion, FC Goa, we can beat them. And we have the example, no? Last season we had a very good season in Hyderabad. ATK, I know, finally they were the champions, even though they didn't win a single game in semifinals or finals, but this is the competition. And they were the champions, but because these are the rules, no? But we finish in the top two. And I say the same sentence. The favorites for me are these two teams. Then FC Goa, we can win the shield. But I think that a lot of teams they are very strong. And I repeat the same for me. Mumbai and Mohun Bagan, they are the strongest team in terms of not only. Bueno, in terms of money, especially, no, but in terms of more things. Finally, I have a lot of respect for every team, and I know that now Odisha with Sergio, and now East Bengal, and now a lot of teams, Bengaluru, of course. We know that the ISL is one of the competitions in the world where even the Northeast was the last team they beat.
Mohun Bagan.
In this case, it was at 80K Mohun Bagan in that moment.
Hi, Coach. You briefly touched on working with the development teams and the youth teams. Your preference for working with them is well known, but I wanted to ask you, in terms of a coach's development, how important is it to work with young players? Like, for a coach to develop and for him or her to learn the ropes, how important is working with young players and having that learning?
For the coaches?
Yeah, for the coaches.
No, for the coaches. I think for the coaches, when we speak about the coaches, I think that it's important when people in Spain or they ask for, please, you can give this conference because you're training very young players and you arrive to the top level. Okay. I think that is very important to play football for one coach. Because if you play football, even if it's not in top level, if it's in second division, in third division, or regional, but it's important because then you will understand better the thoughts of your players when you are coach, because you live these situations when you are a player, no, and then you can understand why he is angry or why this action happens or not. I think that now in this moment in all the world there are a lot of coaches that they are more about technologies than about to play football, no? And I think that is very important because, as you say, no, the development is crucial in the career of a player. It's not the same. I know the conditions of every country is the conditions in every country. You know, there are states in India that is very difficult, the grassroots, for example, or they don't have the culture of football. No, but it's not the same if you start to play in the street with 4, 5 years, 6 years, or with 3 years with a ball in your house. It's not the same that you start with this year, that if you start with 12, 13 years, to play football, no? And then not only the players, the coaches, is important the level of the coaches to improve, because you need to know what you have to train in every moment. You can't train for kids of 11, 12 years. You can't train as a professional player. They need another kind of exercise.
Coach, from Eric Bailly to Yuan Jordan to Akash Mishra, Mohammad Yasir, Hitesh Sharma, you have helped a lot of players take the next step in their career. As a coach, how satisfying is it? Is it more satisfying than even winning trophies? Is it more satisfying than winning the ISL, for example?
Yes, of course. you are speaking about. I think, before this is not about. These players are very good because, okay, because you work with them. And no. I think the most important thing is the qualities of these players. Then you can improve the qualities of these players according to their predisposition. If they don't have predisposition to improve, you can be the best coach in the world that they won't improve. But if you find, and I think that is a famous sentence that I have in Hyderabad, I found one group of players that they were ready or they were focused from the first training session that I arrived. If you remember in ISL 7, my first season, in that moment, five foreigners could play. And in that moment, we had in the second game, we lost. Franz Andaza was injured, and we lost in the second game Joel Chianese and Lluís Sastre. Then we had only six players, six foreigners in the squad. I know that we could seven, but the club decide only six. Then we had to play with eight Indian players during 2 months, more or less. And then I remember in that game against Bengaluru where Hitesh and Yasir, that okay, they show me in the training session that they have the quality, the capacity that they can play. And finally, one player one normal player with confidence is better than one very good player without. Then if they have the confidence, I think that they one normal player can play very good. And we are speaking about good players, not normal players. Then this is the reason that these players, I am not arrogant, I am zero arrogant, but I like to tell that in 3 years, 10 players from Hyderabad are in the national, are or were in the national team. It's true that some of these players, no, now Liston, Asif, they are not in already in Hyderabad. But finally, is the predisposition of these players, for example, Hitesh are demanding more training sessions, demanding which aspects he can improve. And this for a coach is fantastic, no? To find this kind of players.
Coach, you mentioned going to Chingan Sena Singh's house when Hyderabad FC played the Durand Cup. Have you had a chance to speak to him recently after the violence in Manipur and his house was burned down, I guess. So, yeah. Have you had a chance to get in touch with him?
Yes, I am in touch. I was in touch because now there is no network in his place in Churachandpur. I know that he is living because I speak with Yasir. I spoke the other day with Diraj. I speak with one friend, one Sana's friend, who I know him because he was in Hyderabad this season. And it's terrible, this situation. We are speaking about, okay, was very sad, and my condolence for the other day for the accident in Odisha, no, with the train. But the situation in Manipur is terrible. And Sana is now was just the day that we left India. And then I was with him because he couldn't fly to Manipur. And I was with him all the day with both, with Yasir and Sana. And it's a very sad situation, no? That you have to say no to the national team because you don't have your house, you don't have the pitch that he had in Manipur, the one hotel who had his brother, another thing that another business, I don't know the word, sorry, about his sister. It's a very sad situation, and now he's living with his family in another point close to Muirang. But and I can't, only I can't speak with him. For example, I told Diraj, because Diraj, he told me that he's close if I want to tell him something. And of course, but is a very sad situation, and he explained me the situation of the different things, no, about and now it's very difficult to control the situation. I don't know what I can say, because this kind of news, at least here in Spain, don't appear, no, and is for me is terrible. I think nobody deserves this kind of thing, and this is more important than football, and more important than national team, of course. It's about you and your family, and more, but because it's a guy who was with me in the last three seasons, was in FC Goa too, and he's a guy, I love this guy, he's a great guy, and I know all his family too. I met them in Manipur.
Right. We can only hope that normalcy is restored as soon as possible. Getting back to football though, Manolo, one thing, in an interview, I think on FC Goa's social media recently, you have spoken of the influence that Javier Aguirre had on your managerial career. Could you elaborate on how he helped you or what sort of influence he had?
Sorry, who?
Javier Aguirre, the former Mexico manager.
Javier Aguirre.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I was very lucky. I was the coach in the B team, and he was the coach in the main team in La Liga. And for me, it's not about tactically or physically. It's not about this. It's about in this moment in modern football, it's very important how you manage the group. And I think that we are speaking about maybe one of the best coaches in the world. For example, in Spain, is a coach who always they sign him when they are trying to save one club from the trying to avoid the relegation, and always he got to avoid the relegation. And this year, even with Mallorca, they finish in the middle of the table. That is, I don't know when Mallorca finish in this position. Is which words the player need in every moment. He knows perfectly about the situation of every player, when you can push them, when you can be more flexible, when you... I think that is for me was like a masterclass to be with him during 1 year and a half.
Right. Coach, you have spoken of the possible problems that if there are foreign players of different nationalities in a team. Why do you say that? Do you think that if it's better if they are from the same country, if the foreign players are?
Not all of them. But if you have, I don't know, one player from every, it's difficult, because the culture is different in every country. If you have one African player, one South American player, one European player, okay. Of course that, and you mix with all in the Indian players, of course, all of them can be very good people, very good. But it's difficult to get only good things about everyone, no? And I think that if you have two, three players from the same nationality, it's better than six players with different nationalities. But finally, the most important thing is how every person is individually, no? And of course, if we are in India, we have to adapt. I repeat again, we have to adapt to India. It's not India have to adapt to the foreigners. This is very important, and they have to understand these kind of things. And this is another thing that I repeat that we got and was one of the keys in our seasons in Hyderabad. It's not about all. I think we have three Spanish and one Brazilian, Joao, and one Australian, Joel Chianese. And when we won the title, we had even Casa Camara. Then it's not about only Spanish players. But you have to find good people, and they have to adapt to the condition that you have. And that's all. If you are complaining every time, then it's difficult that you can not complaining, because when we speak about different cultures, it's okay. We know that the food in Spain is completely different than the food in India, for example. Okay, but we know that if we are in some moments we can if the food is similar to Spain, okay, fantastic. But if not, okay, you are in India, it's normal, no? Then it's not okay. Oh no, this is only spicy. It's only no. It's about okay. You know, these are the conditions, and you have to manage the situation in every moment.
Manolo, Pep Guardiola has shown the world one way of playing football. We are just wrapping up a couple of questions now and we'll finish. So Pep Guardiola from your city has shown the world one way of playing football. Jose Luis Mendilibar has showed another way. He has said very famously that I don't want my players to do square roots. I want them to do addition and subtraction. Now, which way in Spain is more popular, and how have you seen Pep evolve as a coach from the time he started out with Barcelona B team to, taking Manchester City to the Champions League final?
And they are very good friends.
okay.
Yes. I think, in my opinion, it's very difficult to say this is the best coach in the world, because a lot of, if you ask me who is the best, who win more titles, or it's impossible. If you are in a small team and you avoid the relegation every season, is even more difficult than win titles. I think that every coach has the style, one style. I think Guardiola is, for me, is very, very good. Is Johan Cruyff told about him that he's like obsessed about how he can improve the teams, every detail is yes. And Mendilibar, for example, is completely the opposite. No, he said that I am not modern coach. I don't like that. Sometimes the when you arrive to the training pitch, teams airport with a lot of different things in the pitch, with that, because the strength and conditional coach, they put a lot of different tools in the grass. But finally is not about this style. I think that Mendilibar is a very good coach because he knows how to manage, because he's very hard in some moments, but he's like a father in another moments, no? And this is the key. I know players, I have some players who work with Mendilibar that they were with me in Espanyol B, in the B team of Espanyol, and now
Juan Jordan is one of them, right? Jordan now plays with
he played in Eibar before and now in Sevilla, and he say that is like a father, but it's very hard. It's in the style of every coach. For example, Mendilibar, he likes to train only 45, 60 minutes maximum.
Okay.
But with a very, very high intensity. Guardiola is more like tactically this detail, you have to go in this position, then you move according to the ball. It's more about understand the game in where, according to the ball, according to your players, according to the opponents. But I think even in India, in my first season, we were four or five Spanish coaches, but with different styles. I remember that were Antonio López, Abbas, or Carlas Cuadrat, or Sergio Lovera, and this kind of Kibu, Vicuña. Spanish coaches, but with different styles. No?
Coach, finally, how do you think the Champions League final is going to end? Is this going to be the season where Pep Guardiola wins the Champions League for Manchester City? He has a tendency to overthink games, and he has lost games which he should have won otherwise. Do you think it's going to be his season, and do you see another contrasting style of football in the Champions League final?
When you play, I think they are favorites to win the Champions League. But when you play against an Italian team, well, it's very dangerous because Italian, even if they are, if they don't like, if you don't like the football that they practice, or they are very, very, very competitive team. Even Inter is not in the, was not in the, in the fight for to win the Scudetto, the Italian league.
Right.
But will be a tough game for, I can imagine the game with Manchester City with the ball attacking most of the time, but for sure that that Inter will have chances too. But for me, about this, sorry, I think it's not fair that okay, if Guardiola don't win the Champions League with another team that is not Barcelona, people say no, Guardiola won Champions League only because he had Messi in the squad. I think that you cannot discuss about the quality of Guardiola. It's the same that no, Messi won't be the best player in the world if they don't win the World Cup. Now they won the World Cup, and then seems that he is the best player in. This is not about this. It's not. You know, if you are champion or if you are not champion, we can speak about a lot of incredible players in the world that they were not champions. Johan Cruyff, or I don't know, or Alfredo Di Stefano, or a lot of players. Even Zico, that for me was an incredible player, fantastic player, and he was not, he didn't win the World Cup. And the same with the coaches is the same. If you ask me, I prefer, I would like that Manchester City, not only for Pep Guardiola, because they play very good football, I would like that, if it's possible, if they are the champions, no? But let's see. Italia is always Italia, and let's see.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Manolo. Thank you for your time. He is looking forward to a good season with FC Goa. He is hoping that you enjoy your time in Goa, because you said it reminds you of home in Barcelona. So, you know, here's to a good season. And if you are, here's to a good start to the season with possibly the Durand Cup. So, looking forward to talking to you again in the future.
Okay. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was it for this episode. If you want to reach out to us, you can find us on our Twitter handles at Vivek9301 and at DemanHT. If you're a true football fan, you cannot not subscribe to Kickoff, our weekly newsletter on the world game, which hits inboxes every Friday. For more updates on this podcast, follow HT Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And to listen to more such podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.